SJ, welcome to Muskogee Radio, your weekly source for tribal and community news, interesting guests and discussions, plus a local events calendar. SJ Stone Go, Gary Five, Jahu Jeff Gados, Muskogee Radio, Mabo Hedgeta Wedgekis. We hope that everyone is enjoying our break in the weather. Nice cloudy day here in Milwaukee. We got a couple things we'll be sharing with you this morning. First of all, a nonprofit agency for the Running Strong of American Indian Youth delivered 44,200 pounds of stable shelf food to the Pine Ridge Reservation to help out with their battle against the effects of the COVID-19 virus. So we'll be talking with Dave Lonelk, who's one of the staff members there. In the second half of our show, we're going to be sharing a recording of the discussions at the U.S. Supreme Court regarding the McGurk case. That's one where we're talking about the jurisdiction of the Muskogee Creek Nation and being opposed, as we will, by the state of Oklahoma. The whole thing is an hour and a half, but I whittled it down to some highlights. So about a half an hour, a little over half an hour, you'll get to hear some of the main primary arguments in this particular case. But first of all, let's get on with our program here. Mr. Lonelk, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, where are you right now?
I am at my office, the Running Strong Field Office in Pine Ridge, South Dakota.
Now, Alcola, Vila Washte.
Yeah.
We have some interesting news about your organization, Running Strong for American Indian Youth, making this wonderful donation of goods to the Lakota people on the Pine Ridge Reservation. We're getting some interference, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, we'll press on anyway, static and all. Now, first of all, for folks who are not familiar with your organization, what is Running Strong for American Indian Youth?
Well, first off, Gary, I want to say, start off with a traditional Lakota greeting for the people. I want to say, Hihani Washte, Dakyapi, Dave Lonak, Imachiapalo, Oblawski Tribe, and Mata. Good morning to the people. My name is David Lonelk, and I hail from the Oglala Sioux Tribe. I am currently the field coordinator for Running Strong for American Indian Youth on the reservation of the Oglala Sioux Tribe. Excuse me. And what our mission statement is to help the American Indian people meet our immediate survival needs of food, water, and shelter, while implementing and supporting programs designed to create opportunities for self-sufficiency and self-esteem. And so we originally started back in 1986. Of course, this was right when I was like a baby.
Don't we all remember those days?
Yes. But, our mission here on the Oglala Tribe is to provide especially for during this COVID-19 global pandemic, food boxes, because that's been a huge, huge issue, as I'm sure it is everywhere, especially within the reservation, food shortage. And so we provided, Running Strong for American Indian Youth, we have provided 22 tons of food. Now that equals 1,700 dry food boxes. Because I don't have a huge walk-in freezer. We would normally do frozen food boxes. But ever since the pandemic hit, we've been scrambling to figure out the best way and the safest way to get food to the people. And, I've just been following CDC as well as our own tribal regulation guidelines as to how to handle the acceptance of outside donations. And so when we received the shipment, our shipment was disinfected by our Oglala Sioux Tribe Emergency Management Program. And then it sat over the weekend, which is why I kind of required the dry food box instead of the frozen food box. So that way it wouldn't thaw out. I wouldn't be giving thawed out meat things to the communities. And so after it sat, I distributed it to my districts. We have 9 districts on the Oglala Sioux Tribe. And then within each district, they had their own safe method of distribution to their communities. And within my community of the Porcupine District, I did a no-contact kind of drive-through style curb, curbside pickup, as you would put it. So, of course, we had gloves, masks, hand sanitizer, and the contact with the people was minimum, and we got them food boxes safely and within a quick time.
Take a second for me and fill us in on what your organization is. The title, Running Strong for American Indian Youth, is pretty intriguing. So is it like an athletic support kind of organization?
Well, we do. So overall, the Running Strong for American Indian Youth was co-founded with Billy Mills, the gold medalist, and Eugene Krizek back in 1986. And this was following Billy wanting to get with Joe American Horse, who was the tribal chairman at the time, trying to get running water wells drilled for the people of the Oglala Sioux Tribe. And so Billy Mills and Eugene Krizek came up with co-founded Running Strong. So, as we all know, Billy Mills won the 10,000 meter back in 1964 in Tokyo. And so that's where the Running Strong comes from. And, he wanted to help the, American Indian youth.
Right. Right. Mr. Mills is quite a gentleman. I've had the occasion to chat with him a few times, and he certainly makes us proud. And I've seen the film of his race and the final outcome where he was victorious. Now, being a member of the Oglala Sioux Tribe and delivering this food to that reservation, first of all, there's got to be a lot of self-satisfaction in delivering this kind of help to people who need it.
Yes. I actually do take a lot of satisfaction and actually more than that, pride, being able to be a beacon of hope, so to speak, with our people of the reservation. We have various other programs that we do that work out of our field office here. So we've kind of become known as the go-to program. I don't step on any of the other programs' toes. As a matter of fact, I work with them and how we can get our needs of the people met as quickly and as safely as possible. On top of food and in-kind distribution, we also do water connections and in the wintertime, a heat match program. And so, like I said, we're a pillar of light for those who are, in their darkest moments. And that's kind of the self-satisfaction, I guess, I take from that is I'm able to help those people who are usually never helped or overlooked.
I think you hit the nail right on the head there. And what I'm interested in also is how this came about. Could you maybe describe the situation there because of this need now or its status, perhaps?
I started working with Running Strong for 11 years now. But before that, my father was the field coordinator. So I kind of, throughout high school and, those years, I did a lot of volunteer work. And so growing, I was kind of like, maybe I grew up into this role, I guess. I've seen the needs of the people. And, my father, Ken Lone Elk, was the original field coordinator. He kind of set that example for me. So I had a lot. I had some huge shoes to fill. And growing up through high school, I've seen the families. I've seen the families that needed things like handicap ramps, you know, winterizing or weatherizing homes for winter, heat match. Families that just needed water wells and septic systems. And so, over the years, my dad he grew old, you know, and he still, you know, volunteers his time, and he hangs around up here in our office. But, you know, throughout those years, we've kind of like toned things down and dialed things back. And so when I was hired on, I wanted to see a need. I seen a need, and I wanted to fill a need. And that's just kind of how I went from there. For me, back then, was hungry children. And so back in 2009, that's where I started my journey from with Running Strong, was feeding the children. From there, we reached out to the community, you know, and a lot of everything that we do was community input. You know, what would you like to see? What's something that you would need? What's your needs? And it grew from there, Gary. It grew from there. It became winter coats. You know, a lot of children need winter coats. What else? So we did winter kits, stocking caps, mittens, scarves, snow boots. We do snow boots now. You know, and everything that we do now, all the services that we provide are all based off of community input. Things like the dental hygiene kits for children, you know, because I think that's something that's really important, is children's teeth. And so we do the Smile Strong dental kits, and you know that is toothbrushes, toothpaste, dental flosses. We have a timer for whenever the children. We have a timer for whenever the children need to brush their teeth. It's kind of like a little hourglass. But every service that we do provide right now is based off of community input, and you know, like I said, you see a need, you fill a need.
Let me ask you this. Unfortunately, that Pine Ridge is often the target of mass media, major media outlets, going to bring stories about the poverty facing Native American people. And I don't know, you feel picked on, I guess, maybe. But what are your thoughts there? And secondly, have you had any feedback from the recipients of this support?
I know that the media does target our reservation specifically, you know, based off of the poverty, but, you know, I don't see us as for the way Running Strong, the way we handle that kind of situation, I don't like to focus on any of the negativity or any of the, I guess, poverty. That's, you know, I don't do that. I don't try to make that my focal point.
What about feedback from people who have received this help?
Oh, okay. For one thing, when we do these, of course, we're a nonprofit. We raise the funds. And by the way, you know, I want to take this opportunity to thank all our donors who may be tuned into this broadcast, this show. They're the ones who really, you know, in their heart, want to give to this organization, and in turn we turn around and we be able to provide these services. That being said, when the community does come here and I do ask for feedback, I've heard, again, for me, nothing but wonderful things, especially when the heat match time rolls around, and you know, we're in South Dakota, it can drop to, you know, -20 below zero. And so when I do the heat match, you know, that keeps somebody's lights on, or that puts, you know, 50 gallons of propane in their propane tank. It's the same for the water and the food boxes and all the in-kind that we do distribute. Again, like I said, I don't like to focus on any of the negative or the poverty of it. I'm just seeing a need and filling a need.
Well, I think we need to give credit to the Oglala people for, one, surviving through the American occupation, as some people would call it, and the harsh economic conditions that face you folks. Now, where do you go from here? This is an incredible program, 22 tons of food. What's next?
Well, at this point, we're trudging forward with our water connection program. As for the foreseeable future of food and in-kind, that remains to be seen. I do know the reason why I'm saying this is because I work heavily with the Ogallala Sioux Tribe Emergency Management Program to figure out how we best to implement this food shortage, or this, you know, the food emergency food distribution. And so talking to them will kind of set up the next thing that we should be planning in terms of food distribution.
Okay. Do you have any more projects like this coming up in the near future?
Which ones? The food distribution?
Food, the clothing. You mentioned heat. I presume that'll be for colder weather, but we've got the end of spring and the coming of summer. Anything happening during those hotter months?
More or less just food distribution. And like I said, during the hotter months, we're focusing on getting our family's water connections. So, you know, especially now, you know, during this global pandemic, you know, they're saying the main thing to keep safe is to keep washing hands.
Right.
But it's kind of hard to do that when you're a family of four or six, or, you know, and you have no running water. So our main focal point throughout the summer will be trying to, you know, again, getting running water to families in need.
Okay. Dave, if someone was interested in supporting your program or wanted more information about what you do, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me at my field office one of two ways. It would be 1-605-455-2975, and they can go about that route. Or the most easiest way, you know, everybody has smartphones and, you know, the internet is so readily available. The other way that they can, you know, kind of find out more about us, and maybe if they feel like they want to give a gift, that way would be www.indianyouth.org.
All right. Well, Dave Lonak, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking time. I know you're busy, but we want to say Lila Washtay, and we'll get out of your way here.
Aho, thank you, Gary. I want to thank you for the opportunity, for letting me, speak my piece and, you know, letting the people of your fine show know what it's like out here. And it's, you know, it's scary everywhere right now, but, you know, I think as long as we all stay together, pray together, I'm sure that we'll all come out on top of this.
Okay. Well, Dave and Guy, we appreciate it, and good luck with it. We'll keep our eye out and kind of watch how you're doing there. Okay. Mado, chooch. Okay, Dave Lone Elk with Running Strong for America. We're going to take a short little pause here, and then we'll be back with some of the highlights of the discussion of the McGirt case before the United States Supreme Court. Please stay with us here on Muskogee Radio, here on The Brew.